Let's get ready to rumble!
That's okay. Maybe I'll just eat some bacon and I'll get better at it. Oh, where did we have that good bacon? Big Fatty, if you ever come to Lakeland to visit us, which is highly doubtful, I know. But if you do, we have a place to take you. They have the best bacon. Every time we go there, I think of Big Fatty.
Yeah, because he loads up 2 plates worth of bacon. And
I do. It's freaking phenomenal.
But I was kind of disappointed last time we went.
Well, we went for dinner and it wasn't so good.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
But I was kind of disappointed.
Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 935 of the BFO for Wednesday, the 31st of August, 2011. Yo, coming up on today, say it with me. A little show. Yo, we've got a Pride 48 update, and we're going to talk about the Chris program. Bad Party, you can't talk. Yes. Ladies and gentlemen, please rise. Remove your pants and join in the singing of the Bulgarian national anthem. It is the last day of the month, so we play the Bulgarian national anthem as always. Yes, Big Fatty, it is a tradition. You've done it twice. It's a tradition. Yes. So, y'all, busy day in the coal mine, but y'all got a lot done. Big Fatty got a lot done after being gone for a week. And, anyway, I might add, I didn't really sleep worth a shit on Monday night, but that's all right. So I will sleep well this evening. Y'all, as soon as I finish recording the little show, I'm gonna go see Granny and Miss Porter and some other members of the horror group, and we are going to go have a little Greek chicken for supper. And, I'm sure we'll recap the weekend and all this kind of stuff. And I know the damn first question they're going to say is, well, how much money did we make? Well, I don't know yet. So then just get over it, because I hadn't even opened the cash box yet, because I don't care right now. I'm just glad the weekend is over. But, y'all, I'm going to tell you something. Monday night, we were going to have the latest State of the Station the latest State of the Station update over at the pride48.com. But there was evidently some sort of testicle difficulty with the server company. They were updating their servers or something. So I got a call from that Daniel Bieber. And he said, y'all, that's a little fried turkey and some very cheesy macaroni and cheese. But, he says, Rick Friday, we've got to put it off. We've got to put it off until Tuesday evening. So we're going to do that at 8:30 p.m. in the evening after I have my Greek chicken. Of course, by the time you hear this, you will have already seen, known about that. But y'all, if you didn't catch it live on Tuesday night, then maybe you can download it over there at the iTurge, y'all. But y'all, since we're talking about the Vegas, let's do this. Thank you. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, Daniel Biba mentioned to me when I talked to him last night, he said, Break Friday, we got a contest going, and y'all, you know how people love a contest. And y'all, what's happening is, coming up next week, actually this weekend, the server annual fees are due again. And so Daniel Biba would like to get a few donations before we head out there to Las Vegas so we can get that all paid for and everything. And y'all, the way you can do that is you go over to thepride48.com. And y'all, there's a button over there on the right-hand column. And at the very top of it, it says donate or something like that. And y'all, for every $5 that you donate, you will get an entry into the contest to win two, not one, but two, I say, buffet tickets. And y'all, that's a $40 value. And y'all, so you can go over to the buffet when you're out in Vegas. Now, y'all, if you're not going to Vegas, the buffet tickets aren't going to do you any good. But you can still donate, and if you win, we can have another contest or something like that. For the people that are out there in Vegas or whatever. And y'all, I got an e-letter on Tuesday afternoon from that veritable Virgo. Y'all, he has a room and with two queens in it. Oh, Big Freddy, don't say disparaging things about veritable Virgo. No, two queen beds. And, y'all, he says, Break Party, if you know of anyone that's looking for a roommate, I've got a second bed. So, y'all, if you're interested in sharing a room with the veritable Virgo, if that's been what's keeping you from making your decision whether to go or not to Vegas, then, y'all, you've got no excuse anymore. Yes, Big Freddy! Yeah, Gussie, y'all, you're not going to believe it, but you know, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard the Widow Marple. Y'all, I don't know why Jeremiah started calling Julian the Widow Marple, but I think it should stick. The Widow Marple and Connor, y'all, you heard them at the beginning of today's show. What, y'all, today is the Widow Marple's celebration of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, I am sure he'll be wearing a black veil as he is doing his matronly dude. I don't know what kind of duties he with. Big Freddy, it's his birthday. He doesn't have to do a damn thing. Everybody does it for him on his birthday. Oh, okay. So, anyway, but, y'all, that's our big celebration of exiting the birth canal here on the last day of the month. Yes, Big Freddy!
Happy birthday!
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, through the magic of podcasting, I have just returned from dinner with Granny and Miss Porter, and y'all, it was delicious. It was just delicious. I had the Greek chicken and the Greek potatoes, the chicken potatoes, and the Greek salad and bread with the olive oil and salt and pepper. Y'all, it was just lovely. Just lovely. Now, y'all, one thing I forgot to mention during the Pride 48 update is that I have asked all the little shows that are going to be in Las Vegas to get back with me and let me know what their preferences are. So if you haven't done that yet, go check your e-letters, little shows, and send me the information I want because, and quite frankly, if you have, if you have already sent it back to me, I'm probably going to be coming back at you again and asking some of you if, because everybody wants to do an hour. And y'all, Big Fatty figured it out. And I thought that we, We had 12 shows coming, and then we had 12 hours. But evidently, I miscounted y'all. So some people are going to have to give up the ghost and only do 30 minutes. So anyway, if you're willing to drop to 30 minutes, let Big Fatty know that too. Or 60 or 30 minutes. You know, it's all good. It's all good. Y'all, an hour to fill on a live show can be tough. Yes, Big Fatty, it can be very, very tough.
Another groovy day in Gotham City, and everything seems just right in our teeming metropolis. But there's a new face in the crowd.
Big Fat.
I don't know who he is behind that mask of his, but I do know when we need him. And we need him now.
This just into the BFO donation desk. Y'all, if you win the Pride 48 drawing for donations and you're not going to Vegas, Big Fatty will send you a prize.
IG. F-A-T-T-Y.
There's nothing really more horrifying than Big Fatty online.
That is correct. And y'all, that little news break in there, y'all, if you are not going to Vegas and you make the $5 donation, for every $5 that's donated, you're going to get an entry, whether you're going to Vegas or not. But if you happen not to be going to Vegas, Big Fatty's going to reach into his treasure chest, and he's going to send you a prize for being a donor. And so everybody's involved. We don't want to exclude anybody, y'all. But anyway, we are not down in the Fat Cave to discuss prizes or anything. Y'all, we are down in the Fat Cave to discuss the quiz programs. And y'all, on Monday night, they announced the contestants for the new season of the Dancing with the Stars. And y'all, quite frankly, I'm looking forward to it. Now, I know the old gal, she does not care for the Dancing with the Stars, and y'all, here's another reason she does not care for it, because one of the celebrities is going to be that Carson Kressley, who used to be on the Queer Eye with the Straight Guy. Y'all, he was the queerest part of it. But I'm just going to read the article that was in the newspaper. It says prosecutor turned television host Nancy Grace and Los Angeles Laker Ron Artest are amongst the celebrities who will take to the ballroom floor in ABC's hit reality series Dancing with the Stars. Joining them in competition for the Mirrorball Trophy will be Chaz Bono. Y'all, that Chaz Bono. Dear Gussie McCready, do the PNS boys know about this? Currently nominated for 3 Emmys for the documentary Becoming Chaz, which chronicles Bono's sex change. They'll also have former talk show host Ricky Lake. Now, y'all, I think she'll do well on that, you know. U.S. women's soccer star Hope Solo, model and former girlfriend of George Clooney, Elizabetta Canales, singer China Phillips, actor David Arquette, All My Children star J.R. Martinez, OWN, that's the Oprah Winfrey Network's personality, Carson Kressley, and reality stars Rob Kardashian and Kristen Cavallari. Y'all, the official cast announcement was made Monday during Monday's episode of The Bachelor Pad. The new crew's dancing partners will be announced during Wednesday's telecast on Good Morning America. So, y'all, you can turn into Good Morning America and see who they're being paired with. Yes, McFreddy! It looks like it's going to be a pretty good season. And, y'all, I don't know this J.R. Martinez, but evidently he was in the Afghan War and had severe burns on... 40% of his body, and he is scarred. But anyway, y'all, it's just it looks like it's going to be a good season. And y'all, we've got the Survivor. The Survivor's coming up also, y'all. And I'm going to go over here to the Survivor website right now and see if they got pictures. Ben Pretty, you should have already been over there. You should have already been over there. You're just wasting time now, and you're making me talk while you go over there and pretend like. And y'all, this is gonna be like Survivor South Pacific or something like that. Y'all, they're bringing back that what do you call him? They're bringing back that Ozzy and Coach. They're bringing them back, y'all. I don't know why they bring all these damn people back, but anyway. But, yeah, and, you know, quite frankly, I'd just as soon they not do that. But anyway, I'm looking at the, yeah, we know who the host is. Y'all, they've got Albert on here. Albert's delicious. He's 26 years old, and he is from Plantation, Florida. I'll only run down the Menses, if that's okay with y'all. Let's see, Brandon, he's 19, and he is from Katy, Texas. Y'all, they have got John, he's a Harvard Law student from Washington, D.C., the Washington, D.C.'s. Y'all, oh, dear Gussie, y'all, they have got Jim Rice, who is 35, and y'all, he is a medical marijuana dispenser. Y'all, he's got the dope. He dispenses the dope, y'all. Keith, he is a delicious thing. He is 26 years old from Edina, Michigan, and he's a water treatment technician. Y'all, then there's some old fat man. It could be, but he's not as old as Big Fatty. Y'all, it's Mark Caruso, 48, from Forest Hills, New York. Rick from Aurora, Utah, is a rancher. And then the rest are the ladies. Yes, Big Fatty. And did I say what the other ones did for a living? Albert is a baseball and dating coach. Y'all, what the hell is a dating coach? I don't know. And the 19-year-old Brandon is an oil tanker crewman. Y'all, I encourage you to go look at their pictures. And Ozzy, he was on the Cook Islands. He was a cutie pie. And he lives in Venice, California. Y'all, that's they do that. That's where they have that Venice Beach where all the muscle heads are. Maybe they have the medical marijuana. That bah, Betty, don't be getting in. No. And y'all, Ozzy had, if I remember correctly, he had short hair, but y'all, he's got long hair. Maybe the old gal will watch it after all. I don't know. But anyway, and y'all, Coach, he lives in Susanville, California. Y'all have never heard of Susanville, California. I wonder if it is near the Wedwoods. Poor Big Freddy, you can't even talk. You're full of Greek chicken and you can't talk. Dear sweet Gussie. Y'all, I'm going to do one of these scratch-offs. Oh, dear Gussie. I'm going to do one of these scratch-offs real quick. All right, y'all, I've scratched the two winning numbers here, and they are a 10 and an 8. And y'all, if I match my number to either of those, I win the prize. If I get a star, I win the prize automatically. Let me see what my five numbers are. It's a 3, not a winner. A 5, no winner there. How about a number 1? No winner there, Big Fatty. A number 7 and a number 4. Oh, poor Big Fatty, you didn't have a winner for Julian's birthday. Oh, that's just so. Oh, Big Fatty, did you just shat your pants? Y'all, I may have just shat myself. So, anyway, y'all, I will talk to you tomorrow. Julian, what did you think of your special birthday, little show?
But I was kind of disappointed.
Well, how dare you? Don't forget Rabbit tomorrow.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good, gosh, and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.